tech weapons in the world, but he probably had no idea that he would face another secret U.S. weapon, a weapon so classified that even most Americans don't know about it. That weapon, American spies, or in intelligence lingo spooks, trained as psychics. A five-month Cairo Special Assignment investigation has revealed that the Pentagon used psychic spooks to gather intelligence during the Gulf War. Our special assignment reporter Mark Sauter has the story of America's psychic spooks. Really?
Really. We've learned that some U.S. intelligence officials believe they figured out how to train people to be psychic. And the Pentagon has used psychics during conflicts ranging from the Iran hostage crisis to the Gulf War. Now some retired spooks have even taken their skills into the business world, doing psychic intelligence work for American companies. With U.S. forces about to liberate Kuwait City, a senior American official was worried that Saddam would leave behind a trap, biological weapons designed to kill American troops. So the official telephoned Ed Dames, recently retired Army intelligence officer and president of a new company called SciTech.
I was called on the phone, and I was told that there were 48 hours. Could I do anything about this? My answer was yes.
Dames says he searched Kuwait City without ever leaving the basement of his home in Jessup, Maryland. You see, Ed Dames is a psychic, a trained remote viewer. For those who believe, remote viewing is the ability to see things far away in time or space, to gather information about objects thousands of miles away and events that have yet to occur.
Think of an automated database search where you go from the general to the specific. In essence, that's what we do, although we have a database somewhere that we don't understand. It's connected with the unconscious.
So Dames logged into his unconscious, using the tools of his trade, a secret six-stage psychological process and a pen and plain white paper to document the trip. Dames directed his mind to Kuwait City. There he found no biological weapons, but his search did lead to a weapons laboratory in Iraq, then onto a pair of small compressors filled with deadly biological agents.
Oh, I'd say it was probably that long by this wide by that high.
Heavy?
See, this is something we do in stage six. We can do a model of the structure, and we can get a sense of how heavy something is. Certainly not as heavy as a power tool device, but perhaps 9 or 10 pounds.
According to Dames, the weapon was to be used for an Iraqi-sponsored terrorist attack against a foreign airport. So he called back his Bush administration contact and said Kuwait City was clear. The attack went as planned and no biological weapons were discovered. Now, we can't prove or disprove the story of this still secretive former spook, but Cairo has confirmed that the Defense Intelligence Agency did use psychics during the Gulf War. A key U.S. official told us, the program was used to give intelligence leads during the whole Desert Storm period. It was part of $1 million a year psychic intelligence project, just the latest in a long string of secret American research. Stansfield Turner became director of the CIA in 1977. There he learned that the agency had once employed a successful psychic.
He had drawn some pictures of places in the Soviet Union that he had never been and which seemed to turn out to be accurate. He had passed on, and we'd never heard from him since, and we hadn't engaged anybody else in that field.
Perhaps. But even if the CIA did stop using psychics, the Pentagon continued. ESP skeptic and University of Oregon professor Ray Hyman studied the subject for the U.S. Army.
The intelligence did try to use psychics in trying to find General Dozier, who was captured by the Red Brigade in Italy. Apparently, psychics were used to see where our hostages were in Iran. And the Navy has used psychics, apparently, to locate Russian submarines.
That submarine program was reportedly called Project Aquarius. We asked the Secretary of the Navy how it was going.
I really have no personal knowledge of that project at this point, so I can't answer the question, Mark.
So you don't know about the project now?
Well, I know about the project, but I can't answer the question.
Is it true that that project involved people who were tracing the movements of those submarines through ESP?
I'm not going to answer that question.
A lot of this is classified, but generally...
Congressman Norm Dix is on the House Intelligence Committee and confirms the use of psychic spooks.
And there are some that have a record of being relatively accurate and having some ability to, in essence, foresee what is going to happen. And obviously, in the world of intelligence, that can be very, very important.
We had access to the best possible evidence that the government could provide us with, and we had the government and the Army helping us out, and Defense Department. And we checked everything out. We went and visited the major laboratories where this research was being done, and we could find no evidence to support any of these claims.
Yet a major Princeton University study has concluded that remote viewing is possible, and more businesses are now hiring Ed Dames for research help and even a little corporate espionage.
In fact, we get most of our follow-on customers word of mouth by, you ought to see what these guys can do type of comments.
Ed Dames says U.S. companies have successfully used his services to gather information on everything from future international events to new automobile technology. And that even included some secrets from the Japanese car makers that Mr. Dames says he got for a client.
Mm.